I suggest the movie highly if you haven't seen it yet. So anyways, continuing on, the preparation for this message has helped me individually figure out what exactly I want to do after I leave high school. So what I'm going to show you next is a quote that I found. God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called. I did find this on Facebook, so that's where I got it from. I'll give credit there. But I really like this phrase because most people don't know that they might be thrown into a situation in which they can teach people about Christ or witness to them. The next slide. This is kind of my entire theme for the message tonight. God wants his people to not only spread the good word, but also to give purpose to our lives on the earth as Christians. On Judgment Day, there will be a reward for serving the Lord on the earth, whether we expect it or not. And then I have a few examples that we're going to look at. My first one is Moses. And we're all familiar with the story of Moses, but just to kind of pinpoint where we're looking at, I have Hebrews 11, 24 to 28, and I'll read it. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroy the firstborn should touch them. So I have a few bullet points that I got out of this verse. First of all, Moses could have had it easy. He was to be called the son of the Pharaoh's daughter. But God called him for a different purpose. Moses realized that this path was the right path to take because God would be providing long-term rewards for serving him and not just taking the easy route. We all know how God purposed Moses to free the Jews. And just to reiterate, Moses was called to perform this act by God, setting the course for many historical circumstances to come. So, if this great purpose was in store for Moses, what righteous purposes does God have in store for us is the ultimate question that was kind of floating through my mind. My next example is an individual given purpose by God named David. Everyone knows the story of David and Goliath. That can be found in 1 Samuel 17, 1 through 51, if you were curious. And God destined David to kill Goliath, so it was done. This could have only been possible with God's support, as everyone was kind of against him. The world was against him. They said, no, you can't do it, you can't do it. He did it. And again, this was a purpose that was given to David by God. And really, what makes this special for me is that this tells us anyone can do anything with God. That's a verse, too. I just don't know the reference. Moving on. One piece of scripture where God tells us that he has plans for us is Jeremiah 29:11. I'll show the King James Version first. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. However, I like the English Standard Version's translation better for this circumstance. And that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And the key word is plan. Again, God has plans for us. And we must live day by day, putting our faith in God that we will be given directions in our lives. One more thing that I have is Matthew 6:20. This one's out of the King James Version. "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Which is continued. And in this verse, it's really reiterating the fact that on Judgment Day, God is going to provide us treasures in heaven for us to enjoy because we have provided Him with giving ourselves to Him on earth. And the purpose and God's purpose for us, whatever we do, and again, going back to David and Goliath and Moses, they all had a purpose, as with Noah, as with everyone in the Bible. Everything was set up just so that it moved through the progression historically, and we are here today. This is what God wanted, and this is why everyone has a purpose in this world. I sometimes struggle with my personal purpose. And main reason is, you know, it's a difference of, well, should I do this, should I do that? It's all decision making. You can choose A, you can choose B. The huge thing there is making God's decision. And we all know at Blaisdell, or at any church, hopefully, that we need to make the right decision and pray about it. Because without the prayer aspect, you don't know what God's thinking. We're not mind readers, but He is. And He knows what's in store for us. And again, like I said in the last one, we all should understand that our following of God on the earth will lead to unimaginable treasures in heaven. And if we follow God's purpose for us, we will be better off on earth and in heaven. So, I drastically underestimated myself. Apparently, I did not time this correctly. I'm sorry. Yeah. Because this is my final slide. So I'll just reiterate what I said at the beginning. God wants His people to not only spread the good word, but also give purpose to our lives on the earth as Christians. On Judgment Day, there will be a reward for serving the Lord on the earth. Now, I implore you to pray and seek what God's purpose is for you. I also want to highlight a circumstance that happened this past week. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Blue for Ben movement. Miss Bethel there has a t-shirt on. And the story with Ben was he was diagnosed with a brain tumor, I believe it was, Ben Sauer. Little guy, I wish I had a picture, so cute, 4 years old, five years old, sorry. And this past week, the little boy passed away. And this is something that we can look at and take from. Because God put Ben on this earth for a purpose. He, as horrible as it sounds, had cancer for a purpose. And this Blue for Ben movement spread from Buffalo to as far as Chicago, with bridge lightings happening, charity events to try to fight this horrible disease that Ben was inflicted with. And I guess what I'm trying to get back to is that this created, hopefully, some people who met the Sowers and realized that these are very religious people, and they believe that he was there for a purpose. He unfortunately passed away for a purpose. And maybe God did that so that other people would realize it won't be so bad because my circumstances aren't as bad as others. And that's actually all I have. So, thank you. And let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this time that we have spent together in your word. And just please help everyone go home and pray and learn about your purpose for us. And Lord, just we pray that you bless this time upon us. Hope that everyone took something away from my message.